Okay, so we may not get what we want, but we'll give you what you want. The most emailed, most popular stories from the interweb. Let's do the most.
That could take a tragedy and make it a segue.
Thank you. I'm a professional. What do you have, Ian?
Well, I got a couple, actually. The first is a most popular from WFAA-TV in Dallas-Fort Worth. There was a break-in. This actually happened in Washington. There was a break-in at a Fred Meyer department store. A hammock, several pillows, additional sleeping supplies were stolen. Police followed a trail of cardboard and pillows and found the offenders. One was sleeping in a stolen hammock and the other on a pile of stolen pillows.
That hammock was allegedly stolen, Ian.
In a
Good
field.
Good job, Dan Patrick. Good job.
Trish taught me well.
So the police photographed the men before arresting them. I'm going to put this up on the blog. I'll show you right now. He's really peaceful.
Okay,
it's really
that's
cute.
Really funny.
Poor I mean, little guy. He was tired from all the thieving.
That guy was committed to taking a nap. He was ready to nap.
The last line of the article, Officer Willis says alcohol was involved. Surprising.
Did not see that coming.
And the reason I have two, two alcohol-related crimes. The second
here. This is
becoming
your beat, Ian.
Yeah, I'm also committing a lot of alcohol-related crimes out there. Look for that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, I can confirm. This is the most viewed from the San Luis Obispo Tribune. Good paper. Apparently, the man who lit his friend's crotch on fire at a bar has been sentenced. That apparently is a felony crime. Yeah, he's sentenced.
What was the backstory there again?
They were having fun. The men,
it's always fun when somebody's crotch is on fire.
What kind of bar bet leads to that sort of?
The men routinely drank together and played practical jokes on each other. This, I believe, was the first one resulting in second and third degree burns in unnameable places.
Oh, no.
Wow. They're nameable. I'm just not going to
name them. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, they all have names.
Laura Silver, the number one most emailed at the BBC. What could it be?
Well, it's about Allah, and it's about meat. It's about the name of Allah being found in meat in Nigeria. Yep, forget about the Virgin Mary and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Jesus on a waffle? None of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, same vein.
Or
same
highway
vein.
Overpasses.
Highway overpasses. Yep. I looked at this online. It looks like a petrified piece of stone or something, but it's a piece of beef, and actually three of them were found in this restaurant in Nigeria.
I think the important question, Laura, is was the meat halal?
You know, I had the same question.
I have another question. Mm-hmm. What kind of characters was it written in?
In Arabic.
In Arabic.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to write the name of Allah on anything.
Right.
Let alone meat.
Well
maybe is Allah or Muhammad?
Well, you know,
we gotta do some more research.
This brings up it brings up an interesting question because a few years ago a tropical fish was found in England and it had both Allah's name and Muhammad's name on it, supposedly. And you know, there's also a tradition, India found a miracle, chapati was found in India. So I was feeling a little left out, and I was looking for the last half hour for instances of Jewish symbols found in food. I couldn't find anything.
I think we ate all those
Not
symbols.
Not so much. I know. It's really a bummer. Pashman.
Hey, guys. I got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. Climate protester tries to glue himself to British Prime Minister.
Ouch!
What? A climate change protester unsuccessfully tried to super glue himself to Gordon Brown at an event. They were at an event, and Gordon Brown was shaking hands, working the crowd, and this guy, 24-year-old member of a group called Plane Stupid, PLANE, he's protesting airport extension. They want to expand Heathrow Airport. He went to shake Gordon Brown's hand with super glue on his hand in an attempt to stay stuck to the Prime Minister. He told the Prime Minister he was carrying out a nonviolent protest and told Brown, quote, "We cannot shake away climate change like you can just shake away my arm." Now, I'm not an expert on these things, but I'm pretty sure that having an extra human being attached to you increases your carbon footprint. But anyway,
it might make you more efficient.
Yeah.
So I would also maybe call that possibly a violent crime in a way. I mean, you know, well, there's some sort of like restraint.
Scotland Yard is downplaying the incident. They said, as far as they're concerned, nothing really happened. And
Move along. Nothing to see. Move along.
No police action was taken against the man.
Gordon's so, fine. Mr. Brown's fine. Trisha, for you.
So I have, once again, I'm reporting on what's on Google Trends this morning. Among the top 20 search terms are WNBA fight and WNBA brawl.
What's awesome in this video?
Yeah, it's a great video. I would have played a radio clip, but you can't really hear anything. So last night there was a game between the LA Sparks and the Detroit Shock, and I guess they really are living up to their names. It was in the last 5 seconds of the game, there was this little brawl that broke out. It was between, well, I guess Candace Parker and a player who named something Pearson. I forget her first name. I'll have to get that. This is really small print. Okay, so anyway, Candace Parker got knocked down accidentally, and then it turned into a little brawl. It wasn't on camera, so you can't really see how it started, but a bunch of players got involved, and three players ended up being ejected from the game, along with one of the coaches on the sideline who came in, and actually his name is Rick Mahorn, and he pushed Lisa Leslie down. You can see her, kind of sending her halfway down the court. He says he was just trying to break up the fight. He would never have pushed her. You know, he was just trying to protect everything. So we'll see, I guess, if anybody gets punished for this.
Yeah, but. Well, you know, Rick Mahorn, he was a player on the Detroit Pistons, member of the teams known as the Bad Boys, so he's been in a few brawls himself. Now he's a coach. But he used to be a fighter.
You got to go to the video. That bit is on the video. I think there's a case for both sides on that. But anyway, so three players and he got ejected from the game.
It was number 8 on Google Trends. And finally, mine is one of the most viewed at the Wall Street Journal, exiling the Happy Meal. There are L.A. lawmakers who claim that in this one part of Los Angeles, the lower income part, there are some 400 fast food restaurants. And they want to stop others from coming into the community because they have huge obesity issues and health issues. But of course, the other side of the story is anybody should be able to open up anywhere and people should have self-control and blah, 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 as you know. So I don't know where y'all weigh on this story. Pardon the pun.
Well, you know, they have Green Cart. They're starting this Green Carts initiative in New York to bring fruits and vegetables to lower-income neighborhoods as, like, another opportunity, sort of like we have the fruit cart down the block here.
That still doesn't address the issue that cheeseburgers are good.
If they have the cheese on the bottom, especially.
Yes.
Yeah. Dan, Laura, Ian, Trisha, thank you for the most.
You're welcome.
Cheeseburger seems like a good place to stand the most. What can I say? Hey, that's it for this hour of the BPP. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project. We're really happy about that. We're from NPR News.